Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gyatholeno. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Wai Paton said that the police force has sent a clear message that Nagaland will not be a safe haven for drug traffickers and peddlers. Taking to social media post, Paton said the recent seizure of drugs worth 16 crore rupees is a major victory in the battle against the menace of narcotics. He said that this crackdown is a continuation of numerous other successful operations where kingpins have been arrested and huge drug hauls seized. He urged all citizens to stand united with the police force in the war against drug. Paton appealed citizens to share any information that could aid the investigations. The Deputy Chief Minister expressed appreciation to Nagaland police personnel led by DGP Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, for their relentless efforts in the war against drugs. Polling is being held today for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies. In this phase, 8 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 4 seats in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats in West Bengal, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir are going to polls. Voting has begun at 7 a.m. Prominent leaders in the fray for this phase from BJP includes Dharmendra Pradhan, Maneka Gandhi, Sambit Patra. From the Congress, Dipender Singh Hooda, Raj Babar and Kanhaiya Kumar. From Samajwadi Party, Dharmendra Yadav and PDP Chief Mehbooba Mufti. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting in these areas. State Chief Electoral Officers, District Election Officers and State Missionaries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, said that a cyclonic storm developing in the Bay of Bengal is expected to hit the coast of West Bengal and neighboring Bangladesh as a severe cyclonic storm tomorrow. In this regard, National Crisis Management Committee met under the chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba to review preparedness for the impending cyclone in Bay of Bengal. IMD Director General said that the cyclone is likely to intensify further into a severe cyclonic storm by tonight. Thereafter, it is very likely to cross Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal coast around tomorrow midnight as a severe cyclonic storm with wind speed of 110 to 120 km per hour, gusting to 150 km per hour. The severity will remain for almost 24 hours till the morning of 27th May and then will lose intensity. Meanwhile, National Disaster Response Force has deployed 12 teams and kept 5 additional teams on standby. Rescue and relief teams of the Army, Navy and Coast Guard, along with ships and aircrafts, have been kept in readiness. Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for Nagaland and other northeast states. IMD said that Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura is likely to get heavy to very heavy rainfall tomorrow. It said isolated heavy to very heavy with extremely heavy falls is likely on 27th May and heavy to very heavy rainfall on 28th May 2024. The Supreme Court refused to issue directions to the Election Commission on a plea for uploading polling booths-wise voter turnout data on its website during the Lok Sabha elections and favoured a hands-off attitude amidst an ongoing electoral process. A vacation bench of Justices Dipankar Datta and Satish Chandra Sharma adjourned the hearing on the application and said it will be heard after the Lok Sabha elections are over. It said the 2024 elections are spread over 7 phases, out of which 5 are already over and the 6th is on May 25. Doordarshan Kisan, DD Kisan, is going to become the first government TV channel in the country to launch 2 AI anchors, AI Krish and AI Bhumi. Agriculture Ministry said DD Kisan is coming with a new look and a new style amongst the farmers of India on Sunday. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad stormed into the final, defeating Rajasthan Royals by 36 runs in the second qualifier match at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Sunrisers Hyderabad will now face Kolkata Knight Riders in the summit clash at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.